for Jesus, his son, to ride into the city of Jerusalem. In the ancient world, if a king rode into town on a horse, he intended war and aggression. But if he rode into town on a donkey, there was another message being sent to the people. It's a message of peace. So when they saw him riding that day on a donkey, they knew that this king, this Jesus, was coming in peace. In fact, before his crucifixion and before Jesus went back to be with his Father in heaven, before he ascended, he said this to his disciples. He gave them a gift, and it was this gift of peace, part of it. "Peace I leave with you," he said. "My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Jesus is not riding toward a throne. He's riding toward a cross. This is the heart of the Palm Sunday message. Jesus is the courageous king. He was courageous for you and I. He did courageous things so that we would have courage as well to live out our lives courageously. A king who is gentle and lowly and who is merciful and just, focused on what was coming. He knows what's coming. He knows that within days, he will be betrayed by a friend. He will be denied by another. He will be abandoned by many. He will be condemned by a crowd. He knows these things. And yet, he's focused on the mission that his Father gave him. He knows he will face injustice. He knows he'll face torture. He knows he'll face death. But he goes anyway. Why? Because you matter. Why did he do all those things? Because of his love for you. Because you matter. Now Jesus, he could have stayed in Galilee in the northern part of Israel. He could have stayed there. He could have slipped away quietly, but he doesn't. He sets his face towards Jerusalem and he rides on. Why? Because of love. Because this is his mission. And this has been the plan from the beginning. This is the plan. This is what he came to do. To save us. To take our place. To make a way where there is no way. And notice how the people shout, "Hosanna," means save us. The people realized they needed to be saved. Not all of them. But many of them, they knew that they needed to be saved. But not necessarily saved from their sin, that they needed a Savior. They thought they needed to be physically saved from the Romans. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Just before Jesus is born, the angel appears to his father Joseph, his earthly father Joseph, tells him that this is what Jesus would come to do. This is part of what his name means. Matthew 1, "She will give birth to a son." Mary will give birth to a son. "And you are to give him the name Jesus." Angels telling this to Joseph. You are to give him the name Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins. His name means he will save us from our sins. Not from Roman occupation, not deliver them from political power, but to save souls and to deliver grace, to conquer sin and to conquer death. But that same crowd that called, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna to the highest," that same crowd that was calling, "Hosanna, save us," many of that same crowd would later call out, "Crucify him! Crucify him! We want Barabbas to be set free." Isn't that a picture of the human heart? What would we have done if we were living back then, 2,000 years ago, and we were part of that crowd waving the branches and putting our cloaks in front of Jesus and the donkey and the disciples coming in, what would we have done in that crowd? Would we have said, Hosanna in the highest, and then later that week, crucify him? We welcome Jesus when things are good. But when he doesn't do what we expect, when he doesn't come as the king we want, we turn away. But Jesus doesn't turn away from us. He doesn't turn away from us. In fact, he turns his face toward us. That's the beauty of the gospel. That's the beauty of the good news, that he turns his face toward you. Even while you were his enemy, Christ died for you. Jesus knows the crowd will turn. He knows Peter will deny him. He knows Judas will betray him. And still he enters the city. And still he loves. That takes courage. That takes grace. And that's what we're called to remember today, that the king we follow, the king that we believe in, the king that we trust, not only strong, he's sacrificial. The writer to the Hebrews says it this way. Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. There it is again. He came to save us, and he'll bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. He does not save himself so that he can save us. Come on down off of that cross. He could have. Could have sent thousands of angels to save himself, but he didn't. He stayed on that cross because that was God's plan, and that was his purpose. And he did that for you. Palm Sunday is a time to reflect. It's a time to slow down. And many years ago, I talked about potholes and bumps, speed bumps. Palm Sunday is sort of like that. It's a time to stop and reflect and ponder the goodness and the faithfulness of God and what he did for us and still continues to do to or for us today. By his Spirit, through his word. He came to give us life, the fullest kind of life there is. What kind of king are we looking for this Palm Sunday? What kind of king are we looking for today? One who brings comfort or one who brings salvation? One who meets our expectations or one who meets our deepest needs? It's time to follow today. It's time to follow this courageous king who did what he did. Because of his love for you. It's time today to follow him. And he promises to walk with you. We walk in joy and in celebration, but we also walk through difficult things. But he promises to walk with us. That's the thing about God, about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the thing about his Holy Spirit is in the bad, in the good, in the easy, in the hard, in the difficult, in the storms of life, whatever circumstances you're going through right now, whatever the circumstance in your life right now, whether it be good and joyful and you're celebrating or you're in a place where it's really hard, it's difficult, you're not sure where to turn, you're not sure who to turn to. Whatever the situation finds you here today, my heart was so warmed when I saw this today. That you are here, that you're desiring something, you want to gather in a place where they say, Jesus is the only way, the life and the truth. There's no one comes to the Father except through me, Jesus said. I am the only way. I am the road. I am the path to God. So this Palm Sunday, stop and think and ponder his goodness to you in and through Jesus Christ. and celebrate and give thanks, not just with palm branches, but with open hearts. God, what do you want to do in me and through me? What do you want to do today? How do you want to use me today going from this place? God, would you do that? Would you do that? And he invites us to take up our cross because he took up his for us. And he invites us to live with courage because he lived courageous for us. He calls us to love when it's hard because he loved when it was hard. And then we can stand for truth because he is the truth. And we can forgive because he first forgave us. So today, let's wave our palms of praise. Let's also lay down our lives in response to his love and grace this morning. And because the road to the cross began with courage, that same courage lives in you and I when we follow the King who came to save. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hosanna to the courageous King who lived and died and rose again for you and for me. Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy to us. You are so good to us. Help us to go from this place as new creations created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Give us the strength to do that, to live out our lives for you and for those around us. We pray in Jesus' name.